From the book of Psalms, Psalm 67, verses 5 and 6. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. Here in Psalm 67, verses 5 through 6, teaching on not only the peace of God in the millennial reign, but also a principle on how we are to access the blessings of God. Here in this wonderful country of America, we've been saying, God bless America, for decades. We as a nation are accustomed to God bless America, holding out our hand, expecting God to bless us, even if we do not change our lifestyle to righteousness. Scripture teaches in Psalm 105, verse 4, seek his face evermore, not his hand, seek his face evermore, and acknowledge him as a merciful God, a kind God, a righteous God. Acknowledge him as judge and jury. Acknowledge him as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and the only one that can come and save us and our nation. Now, in these critical times, as it should be, we should flip God bless America to America bless God. If we want to end our economic crisis, if we want to end the racial and prejudice and bias that saturates and permeates our land, if we want to end the onslaught of disease and pestilence, if we want to bring families back together, if we want the blessings of God, then we as a nation need a national revival to seek God. For in these last days, it's the only thing that's going to save this nation. Scripture teaches this principle in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added on to you. Scripture teaches in Proverbs that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We as a nation that has Christian roots and a foundation, need to go back to that foundation, a foundation of putting God first, a foundation of virtue, of principle, a sense of right and wrong. And there may be some that say, well, this nation is diverse and has all kinds of religions and believers in different forms. Scripture has an answer to that in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 6. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. There is just one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Bible, the God that sent Jesus Christ into the world to die for our sins and be risen from the dead. And those that trust in him will have everlasting life. For the scripture teaches in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. A nation that needs to go back to righteousness. A nation that needs to go back to their Christian roots. For the scripture teaches in Psalm 33, verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And we need that national revival, that we may honor the unborn in the womb, that we may honor marriage between a man and a woman. Where are the preachers that are preaching for national revival and righteousness? Where are the evangelists that are going around preaching on a national revival and righteousness? Where are the pastors that are preaching on a national revival and righteousness? For deliverance will not come from money. Deliverance will not come from a politician. Deliverance will not come from mankind, but true change, lifelong change, everlasting change, and righteousness only comes from on high. For the scripture teaches, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.